This is KUT. When someone enters a rehabilitation facility, most of the time their environment is stripped of things that could be distractions or emotional triggers. That includes music. But one Austin center hands its clients an MP3 player on their first day. For KUT News, Sierra Juarez reports on the program that encourages music, lyrics, and creativity as part of the recovery process.
While this may sound like a regular show somewhere in the live music capital of the world, it's actually an addiction therapy session. Recovery Unplugged is an inpatient rehabilitation facility in East Austin. Their clients are not only encouraged to listen to music, they're encouraged to create some. All of this pain, both of my arms are... Recovery Unplugged uses music and creativity in addition to traditional addiction methods like the 12-step process. The director of Recovery Unplugged, Dave Mariano, says music can make a big difference in a client's recovery.
People are able to express themselves a lot more comfortably. You know, it's a way to tap into certain emotions that some people don't even know are there.
24-year-old musician Eric Hill has been to 9 different rehabilitation centers. He says that he loves being able to integrate music into his recovery.
A lot of times when I'm going through a deep emotional stuff, I don't know any other way to get it out but to pick up the guitar or start singing or make a song.
Every Sunday, clients like Hill gather in a sound room for an open mic where they can showcase music, poetry, and artwork. Their creative pieces are usually centered on topics about addiction and recovery. The open mic doubles as a treatment and counseling session, but the event is also supposed to show clients how to have fun without substances.
When you go in there, I mean, you feel the music, you feel the vibe, that positive energy just like flows through your body, and it's hard not to have fun in there.
That's Amanda Luan, a client who's been checked into the facility for almost a month. Even though she's not a musician, she says her first open mic night was the most fun she's had in nearly a decade. She decided to go to Recovery Unplugged because she wanted to be a better mother for her young daughter.
I started getting more and more depressed because I felt like I wasn't able to watch her grow. I just tried to keep her like distracted while I got messed up, and that's messed up. You know, I was like, I can't keep on doing this.
Luan is 30 years old. She entered her first treatment facility at 18. She says the day she left it, she started drinking again. But this program's focus on music, especially her peer songs about addiction, have her feeling like she'll never touch a drink again.
I couldn't do it anymore, you know? I love my daughter so much, and now that I'm more clear-headed, like, that's all I think about.
She says she's dying to see her. Sierra Juarez, KUT News.